discussed today, I came across a passage that I think it really exemplifies what the young brother next to me was just talking about. And man, that all things must come to an end. It is an inevitable part of the cycle of existence. All things must conclude. Take the analogy of a tree that grows in Brooklyn among the steel and concrete, with all its glorious branches and leaves. One day it too will pass on its legacy through the seeds it drops to the ground. And as the wind carries these seeds throughout the land and they take root, a new life will begin for each one of them as they stand as a monument to the one that came before.
Hi and welcome to this 1st of May special here on Radio X. My name is Ilya Karilampi, and today we have a 1 hour special. As we all know, the 1st of May has been originally a workers' day, and I always get the feeling that in Frankfurt there's a very small amount of demonstrations or activity going on. I'm normally used to in Sweden, my hometown, where I come from, in Göteborg, in Gothenburg, there's every 1st of May there's lots of demonstrations for different political parties, and the whole town is involved in this thing. And in Frankfurt, it almost seems like there's nothing to stand up for, or it seems as the 1st of May started in the 1900th century, and it sooner or later became a celebration of the efforts of workers. Let's see. That's JC. So today we'll talk a little bit about this special day. You could see the day as a workers' day or any kind of day where everybody is off. You just got here with a taxi, and it seems like a lot of people in Frankfurt today are scuttling around, driving their cars in the sunshine. Today I'll play some music for you that I've made the last weeks. We will also talk a bit about the biographies of John Malkovich and Vincent Gallo, two actor respective actors. Also, I will read you a documentary text I wrote about Dr. Dre last year, which is called Chief Architect of Gangster Rap. So I wonder if there's any anarchists out in Frankfurt today that you might be able to call here, speak to me. See ya. My shirts was a match in my gear. Now I'm just scratching the surface, cause what's buried under there was a kid torn apart once his pop disappeared. I went to school, got good grades, could behave when I wanted, but I had demons deep inside that were raised when confronted. Hold on.
Sean was a very shy child growing up. He was into sports, and a funny story is, at 4, he taught himself how to ride a bike. A two-wheel at that. Isn't that special? But I noticed the change in him when me and my husband broke up.
Now all the teachers couldn't reach me, and my mama couldn't beat me hard enough to match the pain of my pop not seeing me. So with that disdain in my membrane, got on my pimp game, fucked the world, my defense came. Then the Haven introduced me to the game. Spanish Jose introduced me to Kane. I'm a hustler now. My gear is in and I'm in the in crowd. And all the wavy light-skinned girls is loving me now. My self-esteem went through the roof, man. I got my swag. Got a vocal from this girl when the man got back. Plus I hit my mama with cash from a show that I had. Supposedly knowing nobody paid jazz whack ass. I'm getting ahead of myself by the way I can rap. That came second to me moving this crack. Give me a second, I swear. I will say about my rap career. To 96 came. Niggas, I'm here. Goodbye.
Sean used to be in the kitchen beating on the table and rapping and at the wee hours of the morning. And then I brought him a boombox. And his sisters and brothers said that he would drive them nuts. but that was my way to keep him close to me and out of trouble.
Goodbye to the game, all the spoils, the adrenaline rush. Your blood boils, you in a spot, knowing cops can rush. Yeah, you in a drop, you so easy to touch. No 2 days are alike, except the first and 15 pretty much. And trust, it's a word you seldom hear from us. Hustlers, we don't sleep, we rest one eye up. In the drought that defined a man, when the well dries up, you learn to work the water, without work you thirst till you die. Yep, and niggas get tied up for product, the little brothers ring fingers get cut up to show mothers they really got them. And this is the stress I live with, till I decided to try this rap shit for a living. I pray I'm forgiven for every bad decision I made, every sister I played. Cause I'm still paranoid to this day, and it's nobody's fault. I made the decisions I made, this is the life I chose, or rather the life that chose me. If you can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black. If you can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black. Now if you can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black. If you can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black.
International Workers' Day is the commemoration of the Haymarket Massacre in Chicago in 1886, when Chicago police fired on workers during a general strike for the 8-hour day, killing a dozen demonstrators. In 1889, the first Congress of the Second International, meeting in Paris for the centennial of the French Revolution and Exposition Universelle, following a proposal by Raymond Lavigne, called for international demonstrations on the 1890 anniversary of the Chicago protests. These were so successful that May Day was formally recognized as an annual event at the International Second Congress in 1891. The 1st of May riots of 1894 and May Day riots of 1919 occurred subsequently. In 1904, the International Socialist Conference meeting in Amsterdam called on all social democratic party organizations and trade unions of all countries to demonstrate energetically on the 1st of May for the legal establishment of the 8-hour day, for the class demands of the proletariat, and for universal peace. As the most effective of demonstrating was by striking, the Congress made it mandatory upon the proletarian organizations of all countries to stop working on May. Java, Township Funk. So I read today on the internet that there's an big anti-fascist demonstration in Mainz between 12 and 18 hours in Mainz, and there's like an anti-Nazi demonstration because they're apparently demonstrating through the city and this other demonstration tries to stop them. I wish I had more plans on what demonstrations are going on in the town today, but since I am from Sweden originally, I'm not recently moved back to Frankfurt. I'm not yet fully integrated into the activities of the town. At the same time, thinking of 1st of May, I thought about a movie called Burn After Reading, which was made by the Coen brothers last year. And it's a very black comedy set in a blanched, austere-looking Washington, D.C., an uninspiring and uncomfortable place in which everyone betrays everyone else. And there's especially one character called Osborne Cox, which is played by John Malkovich, of which they say that, as a piece of craft, the movie is fitted together like a precision instrument, but the best one can say about Burn After Reading is that some of the high-powered performers know how to refine the Coen satirical impulses into high caricature. And John Malkovich, he's wearing monochromatic suits and prissy bow ties, gives full range to his talent for haughty malevolence. Osborne can't get into a conversation with anyone without blowing his top, and Malkovich's scenes of slowly mounting ire, complete with baroque insults and fervent profanity, move through time like a series of slow-motion Olympic dives. You hold your breath, waiting to see how many twists he'll put into each episode. George Clooney is also in it. But I'll play you a song, one of my own songs, that I just finished early on today. It's kind of an R&B beat. I don't have a name for it yet, but usually it's called Mainland. Let's see here. This is one of my own songs. I love this DJ Mujava, the Township Funk, the one that's playing right now in the video there in South Africa, and it's part of this whole big South African house movement, and it's called Township Funk, so it's funk or music being made in the poorer parts of South Africa, such in Durban, Mainz, and so on. So here's some from Ilja Kailampi, Baby Fada. Around 1983, the same year as I was born in Gothenburg, Andrea Romel Young, more known as the producer and rapper Dr. Dre, DJed in a club called Eve After Dark in South Central Los Angeles. He used to mix new records together with soul classics as Martha the Vandellas and had just recently made his young girlfriend pregnant. Behind the stage there was a small 4-channel studio where he recorded demos together with his friends Lonzo Williams and Yella. At first he called himself Dr. J after the nickname of his favorite basketball player, but later added Dre, the short form for Andre. After doing a series of appreciated shows on a local radio station, he was encouraged to release a mixtape together with some other local talents. Soon they founded the group World Class Wrecking Crew, that performed a strange kind of electro-hip-hop. Inspired by synthesizers, glam, and a sort of keen eye for medical aesthetics, their space electro music was so futuristic that songs like Surgery was performed by techno DJs. My own relation to this type of music would 20 years later come to be quite significant. Maybe there was a connection I wasn't even aware of myself. When I was 3 years old, my mother had shown me a world atlas. I had pointed at Africa and said that it was there I came from. Did Dr. Dre had something to do with it? It's hard to tell. In a press release from 1985, he says that his only musical influence was his own group and that his future plan was to become a successful producer. Was Dr. Dre an architect? Dr. Dre was born in 1965 and spent large parts of his youth in South Central and Compton, California. There was a rumor that Dr. Dre actually studying architecture before joining the group NWA, Niggas with Attitude. Perhaps it was the concrete monuments, the state buildings, and the low houses in the areas where he grew up, which affected him even physically. Perhaps he had plans for becoming the new young black Frank Lloyd Wright, and Inglewood's own Rudolf Steiner, while they were selling demos out of the trunk of a lowrider. Was Dr. Dre an architect?
Yo, Chicky Strato, Remix A, Chipmunk Sway, Tammy Chin,
keep it moving. Tammy Shiner featuring Tinchy Strider, Take Me Back. Rap Techno.
She's not gonna make me laugh. Time up pause, but that don't mean I can forget the past. That don't mean I can forget the last time you were creeping around in cars. Me, I'm skilled, I creep around with class. Still, admit I'm wrong through bars. And if you say no, I would deal with that. I'm hoping you take me back. Flee.
Right now, cause I read chicks, can't leave me. I leave chicks, can't easily jet like cheap ticks. I introduced you to Jimmy Choo's shoes, and now you wanna try and get cheap kicks. I did warn you, no Facebook, cause all the girls wanna have me in the pics. Your man, all the girls wanna add me to their friends, invites to events, then they tag me in the pics. Stop acting up, I'm embarrassed. Go pack your stuff, we're in Paris. Don't forget that I met you in Primark. Now you wanna do hype in Harrods.
Take me back. she's a dirt. Now I treat girls like a verse. They ain't half me to hurt. No chick can leave me stressed. Give me God, give me money, I'm blessed. I can't lie, I used to F my ex. Now I'm on a sweet thing, F my ex. Not as in sex, but I mean forget. But she wasn't right, and that's why I left. First like this, she brought me dead. But I'm a good guy, I wish all the best. And yo, Tinchy, I'm loving this track. But she ain't, I'm pulling this back. And it's an A-list hook on the track. But I don't wanna take it back.
Was Dr. Dre an architect? Was it possible that Dre could have been sketching on blueprints for concrete suburban villas instead of joining the infamous Compton crew, Niggas with Attitude? In 1986 he met Ice Cube, with whom he constructed songs for Ruthless Records, a record label run by a local rapper and drug dealer, Eazy-E. N.W.A.'s debut album became a bestseller, despite its controversial content, boasting a realistic perspective of street violence and local black gangster lifestyle. Dre built the track to Straight Outta Compton on a drum break from the Winstons, a Washington funk band, which he sampled from their song Amen Brother, a funky version of a joyous church hymn. In contrast to the high-tempo, disco-flavored tracks Dre produced with the world-class Wrecking Crew, Straight Outta Compton had a slower pace with fewer beats per minute, creating a feel better suited to a convertible rolling down a California highway than a discotheque. Another one of my songs that I made a few weeks ago, it's called Wonders of Life, like Wunderbar, and it's a short track basically based on strings, and it's based on a phone call I'm calling Interscope Records, which I will mention later on in the...
Pacific time. Thank you for calling Interscope Records. Our reception hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific.
Definitely has a bit of a summer feeling and like a
Interscope
Saturday
record. Interscope record.
Or Sunday
Interscope record.
Or Wednesday or any day basically. Is just fresh out the studio. Brand new Frankfurt. Malmö, Sweden. During a visit to my stepfather's bookshop in Malmö during the summer, I discovered a mysterious stack of CD records next to the cash machine. It consisted of R&B and hip-hop produced during the 90s, and I found it peculiar that Kim Mellberg all of a sudden developed a taste for musicians as P. Diddy and Babyface. During the making of the video, I pondered upon their meaning, and it seemed as an almost comical reference, a sort of comical reference to the black musical heritage that existed even here on Spångatan in Skåne. With the help of my mother, I sent my stepfather a video camera and asked him to arrange the records according to a storyboard. It seemed as if both of us discovered something, me myself venturing further into my insane attempts of creating associations, and he getting a reason to record small homemade promos with the help of a book-loving customer during the 20 minutes that were left on the tape. The year was 1995. Dr. Dre was sentenced to 6 months in prison, and it was now in that cell that Dr. Dre came to ransack himself and his music thoroughly. After a long period of success, late nights, sex and drugs, he had become slightly disillusioned. Was 2015 possibly the year when I would end up behind bars myself? I recently got arrested for possession of knife in Stockholm. Perhaps I would do time in house at Weisenhof, the villa in Stuttgart. The time in prison made Dr. Dre realize what he should keep doing. Being in house arrest, he was either at home or in the studio producing music. He was got involved in the battles around Death Row Records, but soon started his own record label, Aftermath Entertainment, under the distributor Interscope Records. At this point, he was already being referred to as the chief architect of West Coast gangster rap. The turning point for Aftermath came in 1998, when Jimmy Iovine suggested to Andre Young that they'd sign a contract with a white rapper from Detroit by the name of Marshall Mathers. Dre's work in the studio was utterly perfectionistic. Several of his musicians carried beepers, ready to drop by at any time, and Dre sometimes demanded that whenever he felt inspired. Dre and Eminem later called upon an orphaned rapper by the name of Curtis Jackson to give him a record deal, which started a real bidding war. Only Eminem, who himself wrote the self-biographic lyrics as 50 Cent, seemed to understand 50's long history on the streets of Southeast Queens. Maybe Dr. Dre could have constructed a modern cabin in the woods for the three of them, a luxury hut worthy MTV Cribs, when the winds of controversy were blowing harder on them.
Yay. 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 Stacks on dick, stacks on dick. Welcome to the dice game and match your bets. We got gats on dick, gats on dick. Look for your video and black on set. If that boy talking, go to that boy neck. Watch the white man fly the little black boy jet. I'm richer than a bitch, I got rats on deck. I got stacks, I got stacks, I got stacks. I got stacks on dick. Why would I lie? What do you expect? Keep your expectations high. I'm back on deck, I'm so hot. O-U-N-G, I'm a winning. Why I got stacks on deck? Why would I lie? What do you expect? I'm so hot. O-U-N-G, M-O-N-E. Why O-U-N-G, M-O-N-E. Why?
Stacks on deck, tiger up next. GD set, young monies only California rep. L.A. Zen, Heston, future letters, I'm in. You jealous cause of it, go hide and seek, I'll tag a bitch. Cameras on him but not to be tampered with. The goons are tambourine and shake it like medicine. Pop the wall, now let him in. So I
Stacks on Deck with Tiger, Lil Wayne, Mac Maine, and Gutta Gutta. Stacks on Deck.
With all these haters blogging me, logging in, pretending to be fake names. Sean Wayne, your life is false, I'm living your dream. So fuck that nigga if he's speaking on me. I phone home and he'll begin to basket quicker than eat. Keep no groceries, quick snack, soul snacks. Send it out to soldier, chain swing, tiger man. How could you not notice me?
Workers today, as well as the public in general, are intellectually better trained, better informed, much less naive. They know the details of national affairs, the tricks and crooked means typical of political movements, particularly of those which live from propaganda against corruption. The workers today will join in any persecution, any attack of a capitalist or politician who has been singled out because he violated the rules. But they don't question the rules themselves, since they have learned to take the basic injustice of class society as a powerful fact, and powerful facts as the only thing to be respected. Their minds are closed to the dreams of a basically different world, and to concepts which, instead of being mere classifications of facts, are formed under the aspect of real fulfillment of those dreams. Their childish belief in such things has been so drastically wiped out of their memory that now they stubbornly believe in reality as it is. Desperately, they repeat the commands which have been knocked into the systems when they once tried to open their eyes. There is only one way to live, and that is the actual one, the one of hard-boiled smartness. The things that seem to be opposed to it are idle slogans, lies, metaphysics. He who is unable to adapt himself to this state of affairs, whether himself or any other man or woman, the badly adjusted stupid one is rightly doomed. The members have become like the leaders, and the leaders like the members, and in their common positivistic attitude, fostered by modern economic conditions, labor constitutes a new force in social life. Not that inequality has decreased. Even statistics cannot hide the fact that the gap between the social power of a single worker and that of a single corporation president has widened. And this difference is the real yardstick as far as social justice is concerned. And while the unions dealing in certain categories of labor have been able to raise their prices, other categories, organized or unorganized, experience the whole weight of society. There is furthermore the cleavage between the oneser and the unions and those who cannot afford to enter in them, between the members of privileged nations and those who, in this smaller growing world, are exploited, not only by their own traditional elites, but also through the medium of these elites, by the ruling groups of the industrially more developed countries. The principle of exploitation has not changed at all. The prediction of Marx that private competitive industry will become increasingly unable to employ the bulk of the proletariat as wage earners in the production of consumer goods or machines for consumer goods has come true. Moreover, the association of the masses against universal exploitations has been made even more difficult through the appearance of new antagonism within the ranks of the oppressed masses. The opposing interests of farmers and workers, colored and white themselves.
Everybody else. Everybody else. Everybody else. Everybody else. Everybody else. I am not like everybody else. I said I'm not like everybody else.
The text was by Max Horkheimer in 1943, part of the Institute for Sozialkritik in
Austria. I'm having big, big dreams of my wealth, and now I gotta speak 16 for the belt. I pull up to the spot and all the shorties melt. They say that I am hot and they want me for they self. But that can never happen cause I'm king of the land. You see this ring on my hand? I mean, I'm the man, girlfriend. I like to pray.
I like to pray.
I like to give.
I like to give.
And I'm a man, so don't treat me like a kid. See, I can do you bad and give you pain. You never fail. But if I did that, I'd be just like everybody else.
So I'll be everybody
cold like gang. Mixing empty pain. Half gun, yeah. Mixed with
nothing else. I am nothing like you. I'm a music guru. You can check my IQ. I do music that be making haters spiteful. They go and grab they rifle. I go and grab a Bible. And life will put you in a ring you gotta fight through. I beat it like Michael. I'm higher than the Eiffel Tower. Sick of seeing my people going sour. Barack said it's the hour for us to fight the power. You gon' make it rain. I'ma make it shower. I'ma make a change. You keep being a coward. Why can't you show me love? Baby, what you scared of? Nah, I ain't a thug, but I'm sharper than an edge.
I'm just a fan, living free. And if I'm not a shorty, that's gonna be my year.
That's gonna be my year.
But look, it's gonna take the many me to conquer this insanity. And get that black person so I can feed my family.
I gotta be me.
Everybody else. I am not like everybody.
Ain't that what you know from this pain?
Else. I am not like everybody else.
You got two sides of the spectrum,
like
you know?
Everybody else.
You got everybody else?
Everybody.
Check it out. Look. Best believe I'm finna make this dope. Best believe I'm getting cake for show. Rest in peace to my grandma, me and for my aunts and uncles, I'ma make this grow. Shorty, I'm cold like A below. So rap like I ain't never ate before. So when I get it, I'ma scrape the bone. Cause after last night, I ain't tryna wait no more.
Higher than everybody, flyer than everybody. And I keep the low with me, so I ain't scared, shorty.
Whoever say the dude ain't dope, this dude ain't broke. I am the rap, you same boat.
That text was written by Max Horkheimer in 1943, where he was in exile. And we include that just to make this special day somehow. But we go back to the biographies, back to John Malkovich. He had once, he just recently created a fashion label, and it's called Mr. Mud. And the name of Mr. Mud comes from a time when he was in Bangkok and was driving with a taxi driver who was supposedly earlier being judged for. Just a second. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, fine.
It's good that you called because... regarding Malkovich, he was once asked how he would like to die.
Yeah.
And the answer was he would like to be atomized in a jet engine. So
yeah.
My question to you is how would you like to die if you could choose?
If I could choose, yeah, that's a good question. I think it could be an idea to die in a forest and to be captured under some earth. I don't know.
Are you calling from a forest right now? It sounds like a lot of birds are in your near
yeah.
you.
Yeah, here's a lot of wind. Some people running around here. Yeah, and you can hear the birds.
It's very peaceful. Are we, but you're not already in a forest, I hope.
No. And you, how did you like to die?
Well, Evel Knievel once said that he would like to be shot out of a cannon over the Grand Canyon. Seems like a pretty good idea to me, but then I wouldn't want to be alive while being shot out of the cannon, of course. But just being nuked sounds like a pretty good idea. Anything that it involves no pain and you know.
Yeah, that's right. That's how pain would be good, yeah. So, at the 1st of May...
Yeah. Are you gonna have any plans of, do you know of any demonstrations on today?
Today in the morning some demonstration went through the North End.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, they only had kind of very strange singing, like it was not really very specific on the 1st of May.
And you think there will be some things going on tonight too, and anything you'd go to?
Tonight? I don't know. I think not, because you dance into the May only on the end of April.
That was already yesterday, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you missed it.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so have a nice.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. But we ain't playing. This is DJ Eatset featuring MCB live. And in a little while I'll play another one of my songs after this one. This is an old Garage track from the around 2001 or something. It was from a collection called Pure Garage, like a two-step selection. And you could say that two-step and garage is actually the predecessor to dubstep and grime that recently has been claiming the airwaves all over UK and parts of Europe, which is really good. We ain't playing. Wir haben gerade einen unerwarteten Gäste in der Raum und sie wollten nichts sagen, aber die nächste Song ist von meinem Performance, das ich gemacht habe in Carbon vor 3 Wochen und das heißt Breaking Down the Walls. Das ist eine Song vom, I switch back to English, okay. It's a song I made. It's a remix of a national anthem of a state called Elgaland Vargaland. And during this time, I made a remix of this song, ending up being a performance of the duration of 8 minutes. And while this song was on, I was smashing up some Gipsplatten. And it's really based around March drum roll in the beginning, and it turns into something else, and it's called Breaking Down the Walls. Something I thought about when earlier on today collecting record store today, I found a CD with me and Michael Eddy doing our first radio show here a couple of years ago. It must be 2 years ago, and we had a show called Latest Findings. We usually would do 1 hour shows together. Michael is now living in China, in Beijing, working there, and we are currently working on making an English version of our manifesto piece we did last year. So if anyone want to make a last call to hear, maybe you'd have a good answer to in which way you would like to die, or any other plans you have for the 1st of May, call here on 069-299-71211. Also 069-299-71211. To mention that the consulate is still open at Sundays on in Carbon. You could Google from 2 o'clock. You could Google Helgeland, Vargeland and the consulate outside of Frankfurt. It's kind of a Latin trance house beat or whatever. I prefer to call this genre. It's nameless. It's my new stuff. Für 1. Mai, otherwise?
Nein, also ich würde am liebsten alles mit meiner Familie etwas unternehmen und vielleicht ja, irgendwo hinfahren oder.
Zum Beispiel nach Römisches Theater in Mainz?
Ja, das wäre auch gut, das wäre schön. Ja.
Warst du schon da?
Nein, ich war noch nicht da, aber ich denke, das wäre schön.
Thank you. So I wish all of you a nice 1st of May, and see it as a start for the rest of a hopefully productive summer. I also want to give a special hi to Rita, who's now in Göteborg, Sweden, listening to this hopefully. I love you, Rita. And my name is Ilya Karlampi, and thank you for today with a little outro from the song. Cheers.